In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we see today, it's a different liturgy, without electricity, without anything, using only our voices, using only the candles, which is, for me, it's a much better to pray like this all the days. Go back to the first, second centuries with all our forefathers who prayed before like that. Yesterday it was an amazing vesper. Praying only on the candles was too dark. And there is no light. It was really amazing. But that's why also we have to remember that we are praying in the liturgy, in the Gregorian liturgy. We are singing like that. The priest said, after we say Janina, we say, grant your people oneness of heart, give dignity to the world, good temper to the air. أعطي مزاجا حسنا للهواء. You can imagine that we, in the liturgy also too, that's why what happened like 2 days ago, it's like, why? That's why we are praying in the liturgy. We are trying to remember also the temper of the air. And now we know, and we saw also before yesterday or 2 days ago, what the meaning of the temper of the air. And what happened, that's why we are praying for the people who are already affected by what happened 2 days ago in Ottawa. And coming back to the gospel of today, the second week in Tut, the month of Tut. And usually in the beginning of any new year, for example, for the student, he has to sit down, he has to know exactly what he has to do, what he will do in the next year. And he's doing a table, he's doing, okay, this is what my schedule, and this is what I have to do. And for example, for a company, in the beginning of a new year, they try to do the same, but with different perspective. They try to do something different. For example, like, okay, this is our target, and this is the strategy that we have to do, what we will do, and this is what we will see after the next year. Also the same for husband and wife. They sit down together in the beginning of the year and say, okay, this is our target in this year. We wanted to do that. We wanted to change our life, for example. We wanted to invest, for example, in our children. They have to do the same. But we forget a little bit things. How to sit down with myself and to do the plan of my spiritual life. This is only another issue in our life. We try to manage our life exactly with everything. Everything, my work, my studies, everything, my home, my whatever. But finally, I forget there's a spiritual life I have to manage too. That's why today, in the Gospel, I will read for you only one verse. Because one, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He was testing him. He said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered rightly, do this and you will live. And because for our time we have no much time, I have to only 10 minutes. He said only, like he conclude only in one, to how to love God. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind. Heart, soul, strength, mind. Four. I will take 2 points only to talk about it. Because if I wanted to talk about heart, everything, it will take more time. But today I will talk about, for example, number one, how I love my God with my mind. How I can love, like, okay, my heart, we can say, okay, like, love by my heart, the source of love is heart. And we discussed before, like, before last week about the heart and the diseases of heart and how to, like, heal our heart. Okay, we know that. But mind, it's something difficult. Something too difficult to. Let's do the map of the mind. Map, to know. Map, it's M-A-P. Memory, analysis, and... Sorry, I forget. And perception of others. Sorry. Then, map of the memory, the map of the mind, it's three words: memory, analysis, perception of others. This is in our mind. Then, how to love God with my mind? Then I have to go to the map of the mind and I have to do exactly how my mind is thinking. Number one is memory. 267 times it's written, remember, in the Bible. It's written, remember. 267 times in the Bible written, it's written, remember. Our issue in our mind that always we are in the darkness area. For example, if I have a trouble in my life, I forget how God is great and how God was doing a lot of things great for me. I forget that. This is the memory. Like, this is the first one I have the memory. The memory, for example, if I have a problem that I can't think with God, I can't think that God, how God is great and how God, He did a lot of things with me before. And I forgot that. And especially, we can open the Bible and see, for example, the people of Israel. Like, they were slaves. They were slaves. And God helped them a lot. And finally, they said, when they were hungry, and they went to Moses, you wanted to kill us here? Where is your God? He said, God did a lot of things for you. You remember the Red Sea? You remember everything? No, we can't remember. No, we forgot everything. Only I remember now that I am in trouble and there is no God. This is the issue that we have in our memory. That's why first thing that you have to do, then when you feel there is a trouble, to love your God by your mind, write down all the great things that God did with you before and read it. If you forget what God did for you before, write down everything and read it when you are in trouble. Or open also the Psalms and read some Psalms like, my strength is God, my Lord. The number two is analysis. Usually, our mind doing a lot of analysis. For example, if I'm at work, I'm at school, whatever. I'm doing a lot of analysis. That's why. I will read for you in Philippians 4:8. Which says whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The problem that in our life too, because we are doing a lot of analysis, we forget God. Like, for example, if I'm doing plan in my life, I'm doing a plan. For example, next year I will change my job, I will change my car, and I will do whatever. And finally, I forget to take God with me in this plan. All I'm doing, only analysis by my mind, without God, without a guidance from God. In St. Paul in 1 Corinthians number 2, he says that whoever, as it's written, What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from the God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with the Spirit-taught words. Then our minds have memory. Our mind has a memory. That's why I have to refresh my memory by accepting the good things that God, or remember the good things that God did for me the last years. And also for analysis, I have to analyze and see how God is the mysteries of God. We are saying, usually, why we are reading all the readings of our forefathers. ليه بنقرا دايما اقوال الاباء. The forefather, to know, is like the first 4 or 5 centuries. But why we are go back again to all, for example, the all the readings and the books of the forefathers, like Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril of Alexandria, and all of Saint Augustine. I will tell you. These people, or these saints, did a lot of analysis, but to match their mind with the mind of God. يعني كانوا بيحاولوا ان هم يفكروا بعقل الله. طبعا احنا ما نقدرش نوصل لعقل الله. It means يعني هم كانوا بيحاولوا ان هم يعرفوا ربنا اكتر, فربنا كان بيظهر لهم ذاته اكتر. This is Saint Augustine said before. If you want really to know God, know Him by your mind, try. Try to read more. Try to open the book. Try to read and read and read more. And ask Him also to reveal Himself, and He will reveal Himself to you. And more to know God, more to know Him more. يعني كل ما تعرف أكتر ربنا, عايز تعرف ربنا أكتر, ربنا حيظهر لك ذاته أكتر ليك. This is the analysis. This is the analysis. The last things which is in our mind, how to love God with our mind, is the perception of others. What I mean with perception of others? I have to know exactly and to feel what the others feel. يعني علشان أحب الله لازم أعيش كمان مع الناس كلها عشان أعرف الله بيحب إزاي الناس ديت. يعني إيه؟ I can't be lonely, and I can't be selfish, and I can't be alone at home or whatever in the world. لازم أشعر باللي حواليا. I have to feel. لازم أشعر بكل الناس اللي حواليا عشان أشعر كمان بالله بيعمل إيه مع الناس. عشان كده, if I read, for example, in Romans 12:15, which he says, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. You are given the ability to perceive what someone else is thinking so that you can mirror their emotional state and empathize with them. And في حتة تانية كمان بتقول في 1 Peter 3:8, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. What is that? When I try to know God, I have to see also God in the others. And I have to live with them. I have to show them the love too, from my heart. And I have to think exactly when I say to someone, can you please put yourself in my shoes? When you think, really, Try to put yourself in his shoes and try to think how he's thinking, and you will love him too. And when you love the people and you will know the people, you will love God by your mind. Then the map of my mind, we say map is M-A-P. M is memory, and I have to refresh my memory by what God did before for me. A, it's analysis. I have to do a lot of analysis by reading the book and try to match my mind with the mind of God. Number three, it's how to love the people. How to love the people, how to think how they think. And the last things we have, how to love God with my strengths. إزاي أحب الله زي ما قال كده في كل قدرتك. The strength is a quality of strong, or the point of you are strong with. For example, I am strong in painting. Then how to love God by using painting? I have a talent, for example, to walk. I love walk a lot, sports. How to love God with my strength? How to love God with, I have a talent. This is a gift from God. How I can use these gifts to show the love to God. I have money. Then how I can use the money to show to God, I love you a lot. This is gift from you. Then number one, make a list. Go back to home and write down 10 things you are strong in it. Whatever, for example, you are good in whatever. And then after that, pray. Pray to God, say, okay. Usually, I don't know exactly how to use all these strengths or all these gifts that you give to me. And I wanted to use it. Please help me to use these gifts to show you that I love you. To show you how I love you. Number three. Love him by using these gifts. Using these gifts, there's a lot of ways to use these gifts. For example, you know that you are strong in, for example, in Bible. And you love to read the Bible. Are you reading a Bible alone? Or you're reading a Bible with, for example, your kids, a family? Or, for example, you're reading the Bible or to study the Bible with others. You are very good in management. Are you using this to help the people, for example, to manage their life? Or, for example, to come to the church and say, okay, guys, and we can manage ourselves more, to be more organized? Or, no, keep the church, for example, I'm doing very well in my job. I'm doing everything well for me. I don't want to go and to help the others. I can't use my gift. And I will highlight my, it's not your gift. It's a gift that God gave it to you. Then I'm asking now, everyone, are you using the gift, the talents that God gave it to you to show him how you love him or not? You're raising, for example, using your talents to raise all your kids. You are using your talents, for example, to help and to serve in the church and to help the people also in the church, the kids or the young people or the elders. Each one from us. God gave him a lot of gifts. Not only to use it in any way, no, to show God how I love him by using these gifts. There is two points another, but we will not take it today. Love your God by your heart, your mind, your strength, and your soul. Four, again, to love your God by your mind, and we know how to love by your mind, map. And also your strengths, We know how, what is our strength, and we have to love God with it, using our talents and our gifts, even for example the music, whatever, and the soul and your heart. Let's pray that God give us the ability and the grace that we can use our mind, our soul, our strength, and our heart to love Him and to show Him His love, and also pray for the church too, that God help the people, the church here, and the other people who are affected by the tornado before you, the 2 days ago, that God help all the people by intercession, Saint Mary, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
كل قوة النطق وكل فكر العقل غنى مواهبك يا سيدنا لأن ما أخفيته عن الحكماء والفهماء هذا أعلنته لنا نحن الأطفال الصغار ومشتى الأنبياء والملوك أن يروه ولم يروا. هذا نعمت بي علينا نحن الخطاة لكي نخدمه ونتطهر بواسطته عندما أقمت لنا تدبير ابنك الوحيد الجنس والسر الخفي الذي لهذه الذبيحة هذه التي ليس ذم الناموس حولها ولا بر الجسد. أما الخروف فروح والسكين فعقلية وغير جسمية هذه الذبيحة التي نقدمها لك. نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر طهر شفاهنا واعتق عقولنا من كل أخلاط الهيول وارسل علينا نعمة روحك القدوس واجعلنا أهلا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لك
من أجل السلام الكامل والمحبة والقبلة الرسولية
لكاننا بغير وقوعنا في دينونة من موهبتك الغير الميتة السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربي إينا. مستحق وعادل مستحق وعادل لأنه حقا بالحقيقة مستحق وعادل أيها الكائن السيد الرب إلى الحق الكائن قبل الدهور والمالك إلى الأبد الساكن في الأعالي والناظر إلى المتواضعات الذي خلق السماء والأرض والبحر وكل ما فيها أبو ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي خلقت به كل شيء ما يرى ما لا يرى، الجالس على كرسي مجده، المسجود له من جميع القوات المقدسة، الذي يقف أمامه الملائكة ورؤساء الملائكة الرئاسات والسلطات والكراسي والأرباب والقوات. أنت هو الذي يقف حولك الشاروبيم الممتلئون أعينا والسيرافيم ذو الستة الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين:
قدوس 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 بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم. وعندما خالفنا عصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونوفينا من فردوس النعيم. لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين. وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح. هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the birth through Moroni, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation. Unto death which reign over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. And sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of Kodin on Echri and Pineshti and Mystery. Entetimet efsevis eftishvar etifi efumo chayp onchem pikodmos. Thank you. ait jenner yigit oab in at atshini owan antolib owogen makariun owogen ref ta. Shoy et feharu fietefof in yotefnuti awo efni vente on niven et afshepegmu afesmu ero Er agiyazine muf. Fenofen agios matitis, owen apostolos et oeb, evego emos. Tek eat of it, all of you, for this is my body, shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this. In remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Vainiti om pike afot menin sap dipnon afthot veevonchen o erpenem umo u tafshepegmon. Apostolos et oeb, evego emos. Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant. It shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this. In remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
كل مرة تأكلون فيها من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي.
آمين آمين آمين.
بموتك يا رب نبشر وبقيامتك المقدسة صعودك إلى السماوات نصنع ذكرى الآن المقدسة قيامته من الأموات وصعود إلى السماوات وبلوسي عن يمينك أيها الآب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال كمان انت في عين فنسوما افقوا وذينطا باي افض ذيقون نسمو في فتايوت انت تذي فيك انذيري Giving for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
To partake to your holiness into the perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and spirit, and may have a share and an heir to his all the saints who have lived at the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Salut. Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord,
have mercy. This, when which you have acquired to yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. For more, remember, O Lord, our blessed honor, Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba and Baba Trusasa, Ankan.
Pray for our High Priest, Baba Abba Todros II, Pope Patriarch and Archbishop of the great city of Alexandria, Baba Ignatius the Ephraim II, our Father, and the other Orthodox bishops.
And those who ratify the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higame priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higame priests, deacons, sub-deacons, and the servants of the Church of God.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما and on every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world in the city of ours, in all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwelt in God's thing, richly according to the Lord, the arrow of heaven, the fruit of theirs, the water of the river, the seed, the herd, and the plant, all the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the earth, the seeds, the earth, and the plants of the field, that Christ and God may bless them, bring them perfection and peace at our heart, and forgive us all our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
According to your grace, give joy to the faith of the earth, made for it be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing, harvesting, manage our life as the infant. Blend the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone went upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficient in everything, always may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those that brought unto these gates, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
And it's, O Lord, in the command of your only begotten Son, we shake commemoration of your saints. Raise me accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning of our holy Father, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, and all the spirit of the righteous consummating in the thing. Most of all, the pure of a glory, the virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God the Lord, Logos. And Saint John the Firm Baptist the Martyr, then Stephen the Archdeacon, the Pro Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarch and Xavier, our teacher, Discoros, and the Son of the Apostolic, Saint Peter, the Holy Martyr and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sedition, Saint Sophia, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyrus and Bingdin, the Gregory Clusion, the Gregory Wonder Worker, then Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sildan and Nicia, the 150 Contable, and the 200 Evangelists. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antony, and the great Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all their children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Gemein, our righteous Father, Abba Pishor, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, and Baba Vakirello Zasein, on Jarjis Yakun, Habib Gergins, and all the choir of your sons, through whose prayers, application, have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
Amen.
repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your vision to the end. In all things your great and holy name may glorify. Blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
فلنشكر الله ضابط الكل يا أبا ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح، لأنه جعلنا أهلا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. وأيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين للشركة وإسعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الماء في اسمه في الطيور انت في خريستوس ان جي بي بانتوكراتور Principality. نسبح الله تسبيحا جديدا ولنبشر بخلاصه كل الأيام ولنمجده كل حين، لأنه هو إلهنا نحن شعبه وغنم رعيته، الذي تحنن علينا جددنا وأصعدنا من العمق إلى النور وأعطانا الحياة من الموت وأنعم علينا بالعتق من العبودية وجعل ظلمة الضلالة التي فينا تضيء من قبل ابتيان ابني الوحيد بالجسد.
يا ليسون يا ليسون يا رب
العالمين. As for Christ our Lord, he came to Nazareth and entered the temple on the Sabbath, as was his wont, and went up to read. He was given the book of Isaiah the prophet, and when he opened it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the weak. He has sent me to bind up and to the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." نؤمن ونصدق يا سيدنا، نسألك أن تنعم علينا بغفران خطايانا وتثبتنا في الإيمان الحقيقي بالثالوث الأقدس، كما كنت مع آبائنا الرسل المكرمين الأبرار الصديقين ولباس الصليب والشهداء الأطرار الذين سفكوا دماءهم من أجل اسم المسيح ونالوا الأكاليل النورانية. Therefore, the weak and sinful ask you, O philanthropic God, to bless the crown of this year with your righteousness, to purify us from all bodily and spiritual defilements, and to make us worthy to partake of your indescribable bounties for the salvation of our souls, bodies and spirits, لكي بقلب طاهر ونفس مستنيرة نكثر بدلة بغير خوف أن نصرخ نحوك أيها الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات، ونقول: أبانا الذي في السماوات، كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض،
ربنا كفانا عطينا اليوم،
كملت نعمة سلمك ربنا كلنا، لكن نجنا من الأمير كملت نعمة سلمك ربنا كلنا، شن موت ومن موتنا. نسأل الله تعالى سلامة محب البشر
ممنوعي
من شو محبتك أن تقمد كل هين هذا لهم كل من كرم نبتك وانا رح تسمع سيدر من أهدافكم Amen. اذكر يا رب السلام كنستك الواحد الوحيد المقدس الجامع الرسليت يا رب رئيس كانت من بابا اري اسمي ليم شانس ننجم صوت يسمعينو Ti sangi svoji tos kriosus Christos i od seo sa jesmo se nebne omageo na mi. Pansi Soma Gion came at him, you on a little no need so harassed or to a year to fail him. Agion Timio Soma came a little no. Iso Christo to eio to teo imon amin. Iso manem piesmof ente Emmanuel fannuti fai pechenu menthmi amin. Amen, amen, amen. I believe, and confess to the last of men that this is the life-giving body, that the only begotten Son of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity, without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye. Yotana khalasan wa ufranan lil khataya وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه أؤمن أن هذا هو بالحقيقة أمين.
آمين آمين آمين.
كل مجد كل كرامة كل عزة كل سمو.
Christians, who
said to us,
ذلك.
Concerning them, remember us in Lord, Salam wa mahabbat Rabbana Yesu al-Masih ma'akum. رتلوا بنشيدنا الليل وصلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من هذه الأسرار المقدسة السمائية.
Thank you.
Oh, كما نور علينا كلنا ونور قلوبنا. استمتعنا بالقداس في هذا اليوم. ربنا يبارك كل الحاضرين ويذكر كل اللي ما قدروش يجوا